Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello Shalina.
Hi Chirag, how are you?
You seem very excited today.
I am, we've got a full production system going on today.
Yeah, you know, we've had a little upgrade of equipment, so it's quite an exciting time for us.
It is, it's very exciting. I remember when we were a young podcast, just starting, we just had mics and connected it to laptops.
Which is true. I mean, that's how most people should start. But we'll have a podcast conversation another day. So we're no longer a young podcast or a young company. We just celebrated 2 years last week. So obviously yes. That was quite a big thing. Yeah.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good time celebrating that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some pictures come out as well now.
Yes, the pictures. Yes, no, it was fun. It was good to see Amaya Media and to see all the other podcasters who are part of the fam.
Yeah, I think we haven't done enough of that, right? Like we tried one, I think, last year, and then it's been on my mind quite a bit to try and get everybody in a space together, which is a bit hard to do considering everybody's schedules, but at least.
Yeah, at least there was a lot. I mean, out of the 14, there was...
Yeah, quite a few were there, and we had a couple who were traveling and a couple who couldn't make it. But yeah, a lot of them were there, so that was quite cool.
So proud. I'm part of the 14 podcasts you have. That's amazing. You should be very proud of yourself.
Well, thank you.
Yes. And you got your 2-year anniversary of Declutter Me in a few months as well.
I know.
2 years flies, huh?
It does, doesn't it? Like, I don't know. Like, at some point... Did we chalk out a plan for 2 years? I don't know. No, we didn't.
Chalk out a plan for...
No, we did. I had a plan for a year.
Okay, he had a plan for a year. I've just been talking.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So I have been making changes to my life in the past few weeks. So how I help clients to declutter and organize their lives. And I suggest to them what furniture to buy potentially... when decluttering to, you know, which might work for them, say shoe cabinets or, you know, cupboards and stuff. So I've decided to do the same for myself. I decided to declutter some furniture and some items to make way for new things because I was finding my house was feeling a bit too cluttered. So I've been doing that.
So let's talk about, first of all, like, so the main change you made was you got rid of a couple of a bookshelf and a closet unit, right?
Yeah, so I got rid of, so I had two massive bookshelves that had been gifted to me by friends. And they're great, they're useful, they just didn't fit in my living room. It just made it fill up more than it needed to. And I didn't even need all that space. Like, just a few of the bookshelf, the sections were empty. And I had a cupboard that I used for my jewelry and my accessories and underwear and stuff like that. And it's actually been on my social media before and on my YouTube. I've shown a video of it, so you can go back to that and see it and see how wonderfully organized it was.
And we'll link to it in the show notes, of course.
Yeah, yes. Of course. So, and I'd had that white cupboard for years. I think I've had it for about 8 years or something. And it's been useful. It's been great. It's been perfect. But I was bored of it. And it was just not fitting in with how the color scheme in my bedroom or how I... It just didn't feel right. It didn't feel modern.
You've changed other parts of the room. And so obviously that now seems a little outdated as well, right?
Yeah. And I just didn't like it. And I kept on moaning about it. And I kept moaning to you about it as well, didn't I? And especially about the white shelves. So I just thought, you know, enough is enough. I need to get rid of it. And I'd been trying to sell this furniture before. And I'd done it on Debizzle on Facebook groups and had no responses. I was like, so this is a problem here. Selling things is difficult here. There is no, people don't value the value of items. And I've seen that with a lot of client stuff. They try to sell stuff and people want things for 5 dirhams when it's, you know, 100 dirhams.
I think as well, a part of the problem is that, you know, we do live in an era where it's not the, I mean, I know that there are some designer things and that's a separate thing. So yeah. It's not a general statement. But there's, it's not the most expensive thing to buy a new piece of furniture today. Mm-mm. But compared to, say, maybe even 5 years ago, right? Thanks to a lot of the stores that have come in and kind of mainstreamed all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And so then the difference between getting something used when I could just pay just a little bit more and get something brand new, is it's a natural draw for people to do that as well, right?
True, there is that. And I mean, like, you know, say the bookshelves I had were from IKEA, but I'd assembled them. Or somebody assembled them for me, actually. So it's already, but then taking that and putting it into your car can be a drama. It's, you know, for some people, they'd prefer to get it flat pack and have somebody assemble it for them for a little bit more. But then it works out a few hundred more, you know, compared to what the price is of getting this bookshelf secondhand. And it's just seeing that people will value that price and to see that. And there doesn't seem to be that... you know, that not perception or that, I think, that realization of the value of getting these things. Sometimes, yes, there are secondhand items that should be only 5 dirhams. They're not worth 1,000 dirhams, whatever the person thinks. But my stuff has been very well looked after and it was at a good price point, but people still didn't want to buy it. But anyway, so what, a few weeks ago, three, four weeks ago, I put it back up for sale just to see if I could get rid of them. And I sold them immediately. Like I put it up in the evening on a few Facebook groups. I didn't even put it on Debizzle, just on these Facebook groups. And I got a response overnight. And I sold all three of these items. And also I sold a gaming console as well that I'd had for no reason at all, but I just had it.
We've actually talked about that on the gaming episode, right? Like, yes. You have the second console and never got rid of it. Yeah.
And never used it. And I sold that immediately as well. And actually, somebody else wants the PlayStation, but I'm still thinking that I should keep it for now. I know.
But do you know what it was? Like, what? Because you mentioned you tried to sell it before and you never really got rid of it. Like, do you know what was it that worked for you this time? I mean, it could be something that people could use or be aware of.
They were 50 dirhams cheaper, each item. And that was it.
So maybe the price point kind of got to a point where most people could resonate with it. Yeah.
And I mean, those things, those items, it wasn't just one person wanted it. It was multiple people wanted it. Like, I got 10 inquiries for each one. And I said, whoever comes first and gets it, will take it. I you know, from going from no responses to so many responses, so that I had literally the next night the people coming to pick it up at 9 o'clock at night just to make sure they got it before anybody else. So it was, there were fights going on, which in this day and age you don't expect, you know, with furniture, because especially because so many people are selling furniture, especially at this time of the year, because they're leaving the country or moving.
There's so that a lot could of be another reason perhaps why you had a little better luck, because I think more people were looking for things compared to, let's say, over the summer or
Yeah, it just depends on timing. And I think that's the thing. And I have said that to people before. Yeah, don't ever sell things in the summer. You know, do things in the beginning of the year or in September, because people move a lot in September or before the school starts. Mm. In December, people move. But I had tried in spring as well, like March, April. I thought that would be a good time. But no, that wasn't as well. So who knows? It's up to the gods. But it happened. So... So I made a bit of money and then I went and bought some new furniture.
Right, so let's talk about that process now. Like, you obviously went and you picked out something. You were obviously quite organized about it. So, you know, you measured the spaces that, you know, that was going to be left behind by these things. And then you went out and looked for something that would fit into that space and so on. But tell me about, like, also the type of furniture. So why did you pick, for example, this bookshelf versus, you know, something else? Or why didn't you pick a cabinet? Or what was there something that led to that decision?
So for the bookshelves, I had these massive, you know, they're these two big white Kallax bookshelves, if you know, and it had 8 cubby holes, so there were 16 holes. Didn't need that much space, you know. They were big, they were really big, and they were sideways and they were really big. I wanted something modern but classic that could go, you know, move around my stuff. And I also wanted it to match with some other furniture. So actually the key furniture in my living room is my TV console, which I love, and my, you know, other people might say it's bonkers, but I love this TV console. I spent a lot of money on it many years ago, and it's classic, and it just looks suburban. It has my TV on it, which I look at all the time because I watch Netflix a lot, as we've talked about before. And so I wanted it to kind of coordinate with that. And for me, I'm not one of those that will just go buy, see furniture and buy it immediately. I will think about it. So I'd gone to different furniture stores for months, or for a year, really, in reality. And I went to this furniture store a few months ago and saw a bookshelf that I actually appealed to me, that I really liked. I thought, that's going to match. So there was that one. And I just was like, I knew that I wanted a bookshelf for my books and for knickknacks, and that's it. So what I did before while I was deciding to sell the book, that Kallax white bookshelf again, I started decluttering again. So I decluttered a lot of stuff from those shelves, even though there wasn't that much anyway. But I had one box for the personal things. So I went through the personal stuff, the cards, the letters, diaries, shredded a lot of that. And another box with painting stuff, because I'd got into the adult colouring books, got rid of a lot of that, and et cetera, et cetera. So, and books, I donated a lot of books, especially recipe books, knickknacks, broken knickknacks, frames that I was not using, candles, lots and bits and pieces that had been in that bookshelf, all those bookshelves, and I didn't need, didn't use, didn't like, didn't want to have in my new bookshelf. So I got rid of a lot of stuff. So by culling, before I'd bought the new one, I knew how much space I needed for my new bookshelf. So I worked on that basis. So then that's what I always recommend, before you buy big pieces of furniture, first do the decluttering so that you can actually see what you're going to require. There's no point buying a massive bookshelf and then it's still not fitting everything that you have. You know what I mean? You need to have the right size of furniture for the right amount of stuff. I had this long cupboard for so long and I decided to change it all and just get long drawers. But I had to do the same process. I had to declutter a lot of stuff, and I decluttered stuff in my wardrobe as well, because I moved things around from my wardrobe into these drawers so that it was easier for me to access. So so there's now 6 drawers, big drawers. One drawer's got all my accessories, jewelry, belts. Another drawer's got my underwear. One's got my swimming stuff and gym, which is not very much. Another one's got my pajamas. And my pajamas used to be in my wardrobe in a shelf there. But they're all stacked. Now I've folded them, and you will vouch for this because you were sent a lot of pictures of me growling, with my pajamas and shawls. I tried to fold them the Marie Kondo way and got very frustrated and I gave up.
You did, yeah.
So I tried to do that. I've always said the Marie Kondo way, the way she folds is great for drawers. That's true. But like with the pajamas, so I decluttered a lot of pajamas. So all my nightwear. So I went through my nightwear and I got rid of a lot. So I have less. If you do that stacking thing and you don't have it filled up in that section of the drawer, the stack kind of collapses. So it doesn't look good. And then it starts being irritating. So I had to think of another way of doing it. So I actually have drawer dividers. So I've put them in there and it's all neat and stacked up. So yeah, so I did that. But it was good. It was great. And I've actually got so much room now. I still got space in the drawers. And I've got loads of space in my wardrobe now because I've moved things around and decluttered so much stuff. So I got rid of lots of gym stuff because obviously I don't go to the gym much. I got rid of swimming stuff or beach stuff, nightwear, underwear. I had a whole box full of travel stuff that you take, I'd put in, packing cubes, playing cards, gloves. I had so many pairs of gloves for some reason. And I only wear one pair of gloves. And I have another pair at home in the UK. So I don't know why I had so many pairs of gloves. So that was a discovery. And woolly hats. I had a lot of woolly hats for some reason. And I don't like the winter. So I don't go on holidays where it's cold, generally. So there were things like that. So it was good for me. And I always say every quarter of the year, I do declutter myself. But this was the first time I had in a long time done a major declutter. Like I'd done practically all of my bedroom. I did. The only things I didn't declutter were my dresses and my tops, but everything else I looked at to see what would go into the drawers and what would stay in the wardrobe. So that's a good thing to do. And because I did the decluttering before I got the drawers, then it was easier for me to then take, you know, to pile up what was going to go into the drawers and then put it into the drawers and try and fold them in a proper way. So that has been what's been happening in my life. And it all looks amazing now.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of an accumulation of all the tips that we've been providing over time, you know, in terms of like the bedroom, but in just in general, in terms of dealing with the wardrobe and the closet and how to go through that decluttering process, keeping an eye out for the kind of furniture you bring in and the fact that it should support not just the aesthetics of your house, but then also support the kind of stuff you intend to put there, right? Which I think is very important.
Another thing is, you know, as you said, I used all the tips that I've given before. I also did mini decluttering. So I didn't do all the decluttering all at the same time. So say in the lounge area, like on those bookshelves, I would watch TV and then for 20 minutes I'd do declutter one of the boxes, you know, for a few, you know, every few days or whatever, I would do, you know, a mini declutter and get rid of boxes and move them around and stuff. And the same with the clothes and, you know. And it's been a constant thing. So I did, you know, I put things away in the drawers. And a few days ago, I reviewed my loungewear again and got rid of a lot of loungewear and ended up putting the loungewear into the drawers as well. So it's evolving. It's not finalized how I've organized everything. And that will be the same with everybody, that, you know, you might organize it in one way, but then you test it out for, say, a week and see how if you feel, how it flows, how quick it is to find, if you can find everything in 5 seconds. If not, you can move things around. And that's what I've been doing with my stuff, or seeing that I actually have more space in certain drawers that I can move things around and put more things there for easy access. So people can do the same thing that I did when they buy new furniture.
And if, you know, if any of you are out there, you're decluttering your home or you're looking to get new furniture and stuff, you want to get in touch with Shalina or get some advice, you can find her on social media. So for example, on Instagram, by following Declutter Me. So that's DeClutterMe. And then you can also reach out to her on her website, which is declutterme.com, where there's a contact form that you can, and she generally gets back to you very quickly. And then, of course, if you are looking to, if you haven't already subscribed to the show, you can do that by visiting your favorite podcast player and looking for Declutter Me. So that's about it for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.